on September 23rd, 2021, two black trans organizers being targeted by the Schenectady police turned themselves in and then held a press release and speak out outside the police department. Michaela Foster of the Black Abolitionist Directive delivered, with support, this official statement.
Today, once more, residents of Schenectady gather to stand against injustice. Schenectady Police Department Chief Eric Clifford and Mayor McCarthy of the City of Schenectady, along with the Schenectady City Council, have been orchestrating targeted attacks on organizers and activists in Schenectady in a brutal yet futile attempt to silence, disappear, and dismantle the movement for liberation. How have so many forgotten our most recent history and fallen prey to the propaganda and false narratives that these elected officials and officers flood into the streets and social media? How have we forgotten names like Andrew Pierce and Yegeshwar Gangarprasad? How have we so quickly turned a blind eye to the changes and injustice taking place right in front of our very eyes, even after the wake of 2020, when we saw the world burn and rise up again in front of our very eyes for Black lives? And I do mean the entire world came out for George Floyd. The Black Abolitionist Directive and activists in the city of Schenectady stand stronger and more vindicated than ever in our belief that the system of white supremacy must be eradicated like the disease that it is from every inch and corner of this world, and that every single human being should be free and liberated from all forms of oppression. Today, as two of us from BAD, or the Black Abolitionist Directive, and two members, more importantly, of this community, face unjust charges, we must emphasize the recent events in Schenectady. On July 6, 2020, directly in the aftermath of the lynching of George Floyd and the murder of Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery, Officer Brian Palmer arrested Yegeshwar Gangarprasad and kneeled on his neck right here in a self-proclaimed Electric City. Officer Palmer is still currently on the force. On May 11, 2017, Officer Mark Weeks ignored Andrew Pierce as he had a heart attack in the back of an SPD car for 17 minutes until he died. In that same car, he is also still on the force. On April 22nd, 2021, two black trans activists, myself included, were arrested and sent to county jail overnight while being forced to deal with blatant racism and transphobia. Upon my arrival to be booked at SPD, I was told by two officers that they had been quote-unquote waiting for this exact moment and couldn't wait to get me in here and knew exactly who I was. You tell me who's not being targeted. And let's not even get into what happened inside Schenectady County Jail. Transphobia is one of the main tools of white supremacy. Black trans people die at the highest rates in our nation through multiple forms of brutality, whether it's police brutality, misogyny, the patriarchy, sex-based violence, poverty, etc. And let's not even get into the healthcare system. So you must inherently care about the people standing here before you, the trans people in your communities, the trans people in the United States, if you intend to post hashtags like Black Lives Matter when black people die. Furthermore, the charges back in April that we were being brought up on were a result of the use of washable children's chalk at a peaceful protest after the death of Dante Wright. We were thrown in jail for something that people give out freely to children in public schools. The transphobic and racist violence we encountered in both Schenectady Police Department and Schenectady County Jail have left us unimaginable scars and trauma. While SPD and the media continue to string our dead names and false narratives throughout the media as if they themselves are immune to lawsuits, because our community knows how to fight back, as if we are not human and do not deserve our right to dignity, respect, and recognition of our identities. How long will the Schenectady Police Department be allowed to get away with this? How long will these people who are sworn to quote-unquote protect and serve sit behind locked doors and strategize ways to silence those that they actively harm and marginalize? Mayor McCarthy and Chief Eric Clifford operate the way they do because they are not only drenched in white supremacy and lack of accountability, but because they have the vast majority of Schenectady elected officials in their pockets. Schenectady City Council just recently attempted to dox a black member of the Schenectady School Board for taking a public stance on defunding the police and reallocating those funds back to the community, back to the same people who go to Schenectady Public Schools. This mirrors the events that took place on the state-mandated Police Reform Task Force Review Board in Schenectady, in which I and several other members of the community were berated and treated in a defensive and aggressive manner by both the Chief of Police and Mayor McCarthy, and by decide, we schedule, and we arrange what changes are made and how this goes. Those comments in the community board that were hardly made public to the actual community sound all too familiar when paired with the context of who runs Schenectady and who makes the decisions for real. The city of Schenectady has made it clear what side of the line that they stand on, and it is not the side of the people. It is the side of white supremacy, racism, oppression, colonial power structures, and capital gains. They have made it clear that they see no room here for us, for those of us who fall below the poverty line or at the poverty line, for the homeless, for LGBTQIA+ people, for marginalized people, for black, brown, and indigenous people, and for us standing here today. Those of us committed to black liberation and the liberation of all people from these power structures have been threatened time and time again. And in this moment of reckoning today, I ask you to recall the history of any anti-racist movement led by black and brown people in this nation.
Let's go!
I ask you to recall how they killed our leaders, how they beheaded, raped, and brutalized black and indigenous people. I ask you to recall how many Black Panthers were arrested, incarcerated, or murdered by the state. I ask you to recall whose land you are standing on and how the name, and how the names of these places you call home even came to be on stolen land. I ask you to recall our faces, the faces of children who grew into adulthood in these very streets, in these very public schools, who played like children should, while becoming accustomed to acts of genocide and brutality in their own neighborhoods. Us, who went hungry, who had nothing, but made everything this city is and everything it has ever been.
Let's go!
I ask you to remember who you are now as we stand before you. I ask you to recall our humanity, our innate and inherent humanness, our flesh, our bones, our eyes, our voices. Remember that there is no such thing as a blue life. But the real black and brown ones stand before you exist, and that we are suffering under white supremacy. I ask you to recall who taught you that your freedom was not inherently tied to mine. Because it is. Today, September 23rd, we stand as a unified front in solidarity with those who have come before us in this movement, our siblings and comrades in Saratoga County as they battle the same injustice and brutality, with the family of Andrew Pierce and the people of Schenectady and with each other. The Black Abolitionist Directive will not cease in our efforts to abolish the police at every level. We will not be kidnapped or stolen away from our homes and families. We will not let this clear defamation of character and false charges snatch away our livelihood moving forward, and we will never be silent in the face of our oppressors. We must remember that whether they paint Black Lives Matter outside City Hall, they ignore such lies behind closed doors and are paid to do it on our dime. We must remember that America was never supposed to exist this way, on this stolen land, and that abolition is the only way to forge ahead and create a world that benefits, protects, and is safe for everyone included. There is no way to reform away white supremacy, the history of colonialism and genocide, nor the bloodshed of this nation. The Schenectady Police Department and Mayor McCarthy can try as they might to disappear us, break us down, and tear us apart. But regardless, we will stand and fight. We were never the ones with the weapons. We have never been the ones unable to see and seek out humanity in those standing right beside us. And we have never been the ones to tear apart families and go home to a different neighborhood at the end of the night. These strategic arrests, false charges, death threats from the police, and their fan club, or attempts to create or remove legislature to harm us, will never be able to put an end to our work. Black Lives Matter does not begin and end at a hashtag, and we do not begin and end at a hashtag. We stand here before you fighting for black liberation, not for black death, to become a media trend. Black liberation begins now, here and in the meetings, marches, and efforts to connect with our community. You can place us in cuffs or in cages, call us by our dead names, and haunt us in the shadows or from behind locked doors, but we will call out the truth and shine a light into the dark. White supremacy has no place in Schenectady, and we stand on that entirely, with vindication and an unwavering dedication to ensure the freedom, safety, and well-being of every human being. But I urge everyone here today, or witnessing this at any point, to remember one thing, that when they play chess, we break the board.
Yeah!
That is the official statement from the Black Abolitionist Directive here in Schenectady. Today, I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will win.
This segment, edited for time, was produced by Jody Cowan for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.